from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. media reports say the deputy director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Andrew McCabe, is stepping down from his post. Details are still coming in, but it is a resignation that has been rumored here in Washington for a number of days. McCabe has come under much criticism by the Trump administration as being evidence of a biased energy in the FBI that is part of an effort, or some have said a conspiracy, to bring down the Trump White House. Critics often point to McCabe's wife's running for a state Senate seat last year as a Democrat in Virginia. Now, here in the U.S., key Republicans have voiced strong support for special counsel Robert Mueller's handling of the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election, but split on whether Congress needs to approve legislation to block President Trump from firing Robert Mueller. United States Senator from South Carolina, Republican Lindsey Graham, says he hopes the president does not fire Mueller.
Everybody in the White House knows it'd be the end of the President Trump's presidency if he fired Mr. Mueller.
President Trump last week reiterated his longstanding contention that there was no collusion between him and Russian interests to help him defeat his Democratic challenger in the 2016 election. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been released from police detention in Moscow after thousands of pro-opposition marchers rallied against a March election expected to extend President Vladimir Putin's term in the Kremlin. Police arrested Navalny while he was on his way to an unauthorized rally in central Moscow. Earlier, police raided his Moscow headquarters, breaking into the office. Officials claim someone had reported a bomb threat. This is VOA News. Arab